We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orachaim Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Birchas Sareach, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Aleph. Before we begin, today's Shir is dedicated Leilui Nishmas, Reb Mordechai Yehuda Ben Leib, the father of Dr. Sari Mansheim, and also for a complete refuah, yeshua, and hatzlacha for all those that need it. We mentioned in the previous year that this halacha is based on two chapters in Likutei Moran, chapter 65 especially, and also a piece from chapter 4. And we're going to be touching on deep topics. I hope we'll try to make it as clear as we possibly can. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas horeach." We spoke about the topic of bitul, a person nullifying and negating themselves completely, disconnecting and detaching as much as we possibly can from the physical world in order to enable us to make a deep connection to Olam Haba, to the future world. And this is called bitul. And Rav Nosson Zal also spoke about the concept of the fact that this is something that a person, while we're living in this world, we can only, and we're only permitted to do this on a temporary basis. A person must come back down and reconnect with the physical world. However, when returning, a person retains a reshimu, an imprint, and receives a zricha, a light, from that bitul, from that very, very high place. That bitul is usually associated with the concept of Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem, the Keser, the crown of Hashem, Atir, Atik, whereas the coming back down is referring to bringing that light into the Moichen, into the Seichel, into the Chochma Bina Das of the person. Let's see now how Rav Nosson Zal applies this. Vezeh Bechinas Horeach. And this is all tied into the sense of smell, ki horeach hu bechino gavoya ma'oid, because smell is something that's on a very high level spiritually. Bechinas tanug olam haba, it's referred to as the pleasure of the future world. Shehu bechinas reach gan eden, that's the terminology that's used. The smell of gan eden. If you recall, when Yaakov Avinu entered to the place where his father Yitzchak Avinu was, when Yitzchak was about to pass away and he wanted to give a bracha. So Yaakov Avinu had dressed himself in the clothing of Esav Harosha. Which clothing? The Bigdei Chamudos, it's called. The special garments that Adam Arishon wore in Gan Eden, it's called. It says... Where did Esav get these garments? It had been passed down from generation to generation. The last one to have it was Nimrod, who was a powerful king at the time. And Esav fought with Nimrod and killed him. And one of the reasons was, in order to get these Bigdei Chamudos, these very special garments that were in Gan Eden. Now, Esav had wives, but his wives were idol worshippers, and Esav didn't trust his wives. The one whom he trusted was his mother, Rivka. So he left these garments with her. She's the one that had the control over these garments. And therefore, when Yaakov Avinu wanted to go to Yitzchak Avinu, who at the time was blind, he couldn't see, and he wanted to receive the brachos that Yitzchak seemed to want to give to Esav, Rivka told him to put on these garments, these special garments, these Bigdei Chamudos. And this is why when Yaakov Avinu came in and Yitzchak Avinu heard him speaking, and by his words, Yitzchak Avinu felt, this is not Esav HaRosha. That's not how Esav HaRosha speaks. With respect, with dignity, with humility. So Yitzchak Avinu says to Yaakov Avinu, come close, I want to feel you. And Yitzchak Avinu says, Re'ei reach b'ni k'reach hasode asher berachoy Hashem. I see that my son smells like the field which Hashem has blessed. And I believe Rashi HaKodesh says there this refers to Gan Eden. How did Yitzchok Avinu know how Gan Eden smells? Here the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that when Yitzchok Avinu was at the Akedah, when Hashem said to Avram Avinu to offer his son as a sacrifice, Yitzchok Avinu was committed to that also. He agreed. And when the angel told Avram Avinu not to stop, it's brought that Yitzchok Avinu's soul actually left him and went up to heaven. And that's where he was introduced to the smell of Gan Eden at that time. It's brought that one of the reasons why the whole Akedah had to take place and Yitzchok Avinu had to go, soul had to go up to Gan Eden was because his soul was a female type soul and therefore couldn't produce children. And in order for him to be able to have children, there had to be an exchange that took place in Shamayim at that time where he was given a male soul which would be able to bear children. This is very deep, obviously. These are things that I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zechon Evrocho, and this is information, privileged information, that appears in the Zohar HaKodesh and sources like that. Back to the Likutei Halachos, so Rav Nosson Zal says that Reach is the pleasure of Olam Haba, which is referred to as the Reach Gan Eden, the aroma of Gan Eden. Shehu Tainug HaNeshama, which is a pleasure for the soul. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Shehoreach Hudofor Shehaneshama Ne'ene Mimenu, that smell is something that the soul enjoys, not the physical body. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara points out in Brachas, Minayin Shemavorchin Al Horeach, how do we know that besides making a bracha on food and drink, how do we know that a person makes a bracha on smell, which is something completely different? Shenemar, because there's a pasuk that says, Koil Haneshama Tahalil Ko, that even the soul blesses Hashem. And the Gemara asks, Ezehu Dovar Shehaneshama Nene Mimenu V'lo Yaguf, what is there that the soul receives pleasure from, not the body? Hevyoimer Zehoreach, that refers to smell. Ki ikar tainug haneshama hushashu olam haba, because the main pleasure of the soul is the pleasures of the future world, shehu olam haneshamos, which is referred to as the world of the souls. Nimtza, therefore we understand, shehoreach, shehu tainug haneshama hu bechinas me'ein olam haba, that smell, which is a pleasure of the soul, is associated, is like a taste of Olam Haba, the future world. Bechinas Gan Eden, Sheshom Kol Horechois Toivois. That's where all of these wonderful aromas are, in Gan Eden. Bechinas, as we find that the Gemara uses this terminology in Tainus, when the Gemara refers to Tlesar Nahari Da'afar Samoina Dachya, 13 rivers of fabulous spices, a pure afarsamoin, shezoichen hatzadikim ba'olam haba, which the Gemara refers to as something that tzadikim are zoichet to in olam haba, in the future world. Ki horeach hatoiv hu bechinas hazricha v'horeshimu shel habitul hanal. This good smell that we're referring to now, this good aroma, represents that light that remains with a person after a person achieved bitul, after a person went up to that very high place, that keser, that ein soif, and nullified themselves completely to there, when the person comes back down and they bring back with them an imprint or some a taste of that light, that's referred to as this reach toiv. Shezeh ikar oineg olam haba. This is the real pleasure of the future world. Bibechinas, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, L'reach shmonecho toivim, shemen turak shemecho. Rav Nosson Zal explains, L'reach shmonecho toivim, zebechinas reach noyam mesikus arevus yedidus Dveikus Ubitul Elin Soif. Those opening words, Lareach Shmonecha Toivim, the beautiful, delicious smell of your oil, this refers to the incredible sweetness of Dveikus, of this deep, highest level connection to Hashem, which is referred to as this Bitul to the Ein Soif, where a person disconnects completely from the physical and makes a connection to the highest spiritual place that we can possibly connect to. Bibchinas Rotsoi Vashoiv. However, the person does this in a manner where they go up and come back down. Shemargishin Arevus Mesikus Hadvekus Alidei Hazricha Vaharishimu, whereby we get to experience and to feel the sweetness of that deep, deep, high-level connection through the Zricha and Rishimu, through the light that remains with us, through the imprint from that high-level light that remains with us, Bebechinas Reach HaToiv, in the form of this wonderful aroma. Kiles Machshova Tfisa Beklal, Ukemuva BeZohar HaKadosh BeInyan HaTisha HeCholin, because the Zohar HaKadosh makes it perfectly clear that that level, that Ein Soif, that high level, is something that we cannot understand whatsoever. We can't grab it and hold on to it in any way. As the Zohar HaKadosh explains when it speaks about a certain level in heaven referred to as Tisha HeCholin, nine palaces, Lo Mizdapkin, V'lo Mizyadin, V'lesman Dekayma Bahu, that we cannot attach ourselves to it in any permanent way. We cannot understand it, v'lesman dekaimabu, and no one remains connected there. Rak kemando orach recha. The Zohar Kodesh says, it's only like someone who's smelling a wonderful smell that's passing by. They smell it, wow, and then it's finished. Like a person smelling a flower for a moment, that kind of thing. This Tisha Hecholin, Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas l'reach shmonecho toivim shemen turak shemecho. Rabbi Nizal now explains the second part of this pasuk. Shemen turak shemecho. Your name will spread like shemen, like perfume, like a sweet-smelling oil spreads. When does it spread? Rabbi Nosnazal says, Shemen Turak, Daiko. Note that the Pasuk uses the term Turak, which means to empty out. When you pour perfume, when you have perfume in a vessel and it's just standing there, it has, if you put your nose close to it, you can smell it, if not, not. When you're pouring it, when you're emptying it out from one vessel into another, then the aroma spreads. So Rav Nosnazal says, Shemen Turak Daika, Ze Bechinas Horeshimu Shel Bechinas HaBitul. This refers to the imprint of that Bitul, Shehi Bechinas Shemen Turak, which is compared to when you pour perfume, meaning, Kemoy Shem Moirikin HaShemen HaToiv MeHakli, just like when you pour out a wonderful perfume from a vessel, v'loy nishar rak horeshimu shel hashemen, then all that remains in that vessel is a thin film that remains on the inside. Kemoikein hu bechinas horeshimu shel habitol anal. So too is what a person retains after experiencing this beetle, after connecting to that highest place and coming back down. When the person comes back down, they retain that shemen turak, that shemen that remains in the vessel after you emptied it out from the vessel. Ki oir hatachlis biatzmoi iefshel lahasikanal, because the light of that peak, that highest place, that Oir Ein Soif, is something that we cannot achieve. We can't really grasp that. Rak Shenishar Horeshimu. It's just that when we connect there, we retain an imprint from it. Shehu Bechinas Shemen Turak, which is compared to perfume that's emptied out from a vessel, sheloi nishar rak harishimu, that what remains in the vessel is just the rishimu. Valide harishimu levad masigen reyach hashemen hatoiv. And just from that film that remains inside the vessel, just from that rishimu, we are zoche to achieve some of that light, that shemen atoy, b'chinas l'reach shmonech atoyvim, haynu reach noyam mesikus dveikus elokusis boruch. The sweet, the incredible sweet aroma of this deep, deep connection to Hashem, of this dveikus to Hashem. Any questions, please? V'zeh b'chinas, and this is also what the Pasuk says all the way towards the end of Shir HaShirim, Berach doidi udmei lecho letzvi. Run, my beloved, and emulate the deer al chorei psamim, on mountains of sweet-smelling spices. Rav Nosson Zal says, Brach doidi ze bechinas tachles hahasoga, bechinas bitul hanal el ho'or ein soif, she'i efshe lahasigoi klal. This term, run, my beloved, is alluding to that connection, that beetle to the Oir Ein Sof, to that infinite light, which we cannot understand at all. Like something that's running away from me that I can't catch up with it. She'al zeh ne'emar brach doidi. It's about this that the Pasuk uses, my beloved is running. Kaviyochel referring to Hashem. Hashem is running and there's no way in the world we can catch up with him. Ki yefshe lahasigoi. It's impossible for us to catch up to or to achieve a real understanding of this highest level. Begin the les machshova tfisa beklal. Because no human mind can understand that Oir Ein Sof, that highest level. Ukemuvan bezoyer kodesh, as the Zoyer Kodesh speaks about this in the Idra Zuta in Hazinu, where that's one of the deepest, deepest parts of the Zoyer Kodesh. And it speaks there about the level called Atik and Ein Sof and Adam Kadmoin. And there the Zoyer Kodesh makes reference to this pasuk, Brach lecho el mekoimecha. The pasuk continues there, run to your place. Run away to your place. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh. It says there, Udmei lecho litzvi, and emulate the deer. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains, what does that mean, emulate the deer? Ki hatzvi machzir ponov kishaboy reyach. The Zohar HaKadosh explains, whenever a deer is running away from something, it takes a few steps, and then it turns back to look behind it. It takes a few steps, and it turns back. Zeremez al bechinas harishimu hanal shel habitul. This is alluding to this concept of that imprint that's left from the beetle. The beetle represents that running, going ahead. The turning back represents that we get a glimpse, kaviyochel, of the face of Hashem. She'afal pi shebechinas habitul iefshe lahasig, because although we cannot reach, we cannot achieve that an understanding of that beetle, that highest level, ki b'sho sheha'otam nizbatel afilu hu bi'atzmoi lo yoda, because when a person reaches this level called beetle, the person themselves doesn't know about themselves. They're going outside their brain, above the brain, to a place where the brain cannot perceive, cannot understand. Kimavur b'makamacher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 4 in Likutei Moharan, paragraph 9, Ayin Shom, take a look over there, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. He speaks about the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that we're told that during Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime, he achieved 49 of the 50 levels of Bina. We're told when he passed away, when a tzaddik passes away, we call it Nistalek. He goes up. He went up to the 50th level. He connected to that 50th level, which is referred to as the peak, the top. And that's also a concept of this bitul to the Ein Sof. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos Mincha time, which is called Raiva Deraivin, Rotzon Sheberetzonos, which is another term for this Ein Sof, this incredible high level. So it says about Moshe Rabbeinu that no one knows, V'lo Yoda, no one knows where he's buried. This terminology, no one knows, the Zohar HaKadosh says, teaches us that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, he went up to that place of Lo Yoda. He went up above the levels of Chochma Bina Das, to that Keser, to that Oyer Ein Sof, to that beetle, that highest form of beetle, which even though a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu can achieve that connection during his lifetime, but Rabbeinu Zal explains in the Gemara, during his lifetime, he makes the connection in the form of Rotzei V'Shoiv. He connects to it and he has to come right back down. When the tzaddik passes away, it's a permanent connection in a sense. It's a much more permanent connection to that highest, highest level. And the Zohar HaKadosh also says, this is why the Torah tells us that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we know that Eretz Yisrael has 10 levels of holiness. Starting, the bottom level is the entire Eretz Yisrael, then you get to Yerushalayim, then you get to the Harabayis, going higher and higher, until you get to the top, top level, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, which corresponds again to the Keser, to that Keser, which is synonymous with Ein Sof, this infinite light of Hashem. So it's brought that when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh Kodoshim, no one was allowed to be there. No one else was allowed to be there. The Zohar Kodesh says, if you look at the wording in the Pasuk, it implies that the Chol Adam lo yihyeh. No, that the Kohen Gadol wasn't there either. He was, what do you mean he wasn't there? He went inside. The answer is, again, he connected to this Keser, to this beetle, to the Ein Sof, where he didn't exist, in a sense. He nullified and negated his body and any physicality of himself completely when he entered into that Kodesh Kodoshim, that highest, highest place. This is just to give you some examples and some ideas in the Torah that are related to this. So Rav Nosson Zal continues, Afal Piken, Bisho Sheho Odom Nizbatel, going back, when a person is experiencing this beetle, Afilu Hu Atzmoi Lo Yoda, he himself doesn't know, doesn't understand, meaning because he's gone above the brain, he's gone above Chochma Bin Adas, he's gone into the Keser. So he's in a state that's called lo yoda, meaning not from lack of knowledge, but having gone above the place of knowledge and understanding. Afal Piken, despite that, Hashem Yisborach Berachamov Megale Elikusei V'tuvo Yisborach, Hashem with his infinite kindness reveals his spirituality, his goodness, Alidei Horeshimu Shenisha Mehabitol, through that imprint, through that film that remains when the person experiences that beetle. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, Brach Doidi, run my beloved, Udmelechol Etzvi, however emulate the deer, meaning you're running away from me, I can't catch you, but you're turning around to me always, so I get a glimpse of you, I get to see you. Dehainu Hachzoras Haponim Ktsas, this means Kaviochel Hashem turning his face around to us a little bit. Bechinas Horeshimu Shenisha Me'abitul. This is alluding to that imprint that remains from the beetle. Shehu Bechinas Brach Doidi. The beetle is referred to as the Brach Doidi. Ki Efsher Lahasigoi Klal Ki Im Barotzoi Vashoiv. Because we cannot connect to that at all. We can't achieve that in any other manner other than Rotzoi Vashoiv, meaning connecting and immediately disconnecting. Keman Do'orach Recha, like a person who smells a passing smell, and they get a whiff of it, and it smells great, and then it's gone. Bechinas L'Reach Shmonecho Toivim Shemen Turak Shemecha. Now Rav Nosson Zal connected the whole pasuk to us. The reyach of this good perfume, Shemen Turak Shemecha, that the name of Hashem, which means like something that we can connect to, is compared to Shemen Turak, that film that remains when the perfume and the oil is emptied out of the vessel. Shemen Turak Daika, Rav Nosson Zal says. Veze Iker Tachlis Shel Avodas Ha'odom B'Olam Hazeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, what we're referring to here is the ultimate goal and mission and purpose of a person in this physical world. What is it? Lizkois Lebechinas Habitul, to be able to achieve this level called Bitul, where a person detaches themselves completely from the physical world, from the materialistic world, and makes a connection to Hashem on the highest level. However, doing it bibechinas rotzoi v'shoiv, doing it in a manner of going up and coming back down. Sheyizkeh lodas me Hashem yisborach, so that we're soichet to receive an understanding and knowledge about Hashem. How? Al yidei horishimu shel habitu kanal, via that imprint, via that film that remains after the perfume is poured out, after we disconnect from the oyer ein soif. Sheze iker tainuk olam haba. This is the ultimate pleasure of the future world. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasois mochoy latzadikim. Hashem is going to make a circle for tzadikim. Mochoy means a circle. And again, this circle refers to this highest level, the keser, like a crown which is compared to a circle. Any questions, please?
A bitul is accomplished throughout all mitzvot that a person does. He can accomplish this state of bitul.
The answer is, a person can strive for this at different times. One of the best and most important times to strive for this is when a person is praying the Amidah, when a person is davening Shmon Esrei. Because the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh explain that when we daven Shachris, we're starting on the bottom and we're climbing a ladder. When we recite Karbonos, we're involved in the Olam HaAsiyah. When we get to Psukei Dezimra, we're involved in the next world, the world of the angels. When we say Kriya Shema and the brachos that surround it, we're going up to the Olam HaBriya. When we daven Shmon Esrei, we're entering into Atzilus, into that highest place. And this is why, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, by Hilchas Tefillah, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, speaking about this bitul, this incredible bitul. Chapter Tzadik Ches, chapter 98 in Orach Chaim, which is based on Tzorech Shieloi Kavona B'Tfilosoi. A person has to have real concentration when they're davening. And the Shulchan Aruch begins, HaMespalel Tzorech Shiechavim B'Liboi Perish HaMiloi Shemoisi B'Sfasov. When a person is davening Shmon Esrei especially, you have to focus your heart, concentrate on the words, the meaning of the words that you're saying. Ve'yachshoiv ke'ilu hashchina kenegdoi. And the person should think and picture as if the divine presence of Hashem is right in front of me. Ve'yosir kol hamachshovois hatordos oisoi. And to remove any outside thoughts that are occupying your mind. Ad she'tishor machshavtoi v'kavanosoi zaka b'tfilosoi, to the point where your mind is completely clear, clean of anything else, and is able to be devoted completely to your tefillah. V'yachshoiv ki'ilu ha'yamadaber lefnei melech boser adam. And a person should think, imagine if I was standing in front of a physical king, I would think very carefully. I'd be paying very close attention to what I'm saying. Levali koshel. So I shouldn't say anything I'm not supposed to. Kal v'choymer lefnei melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much more so when we're standing in the before Hashem, shehu choyker kol hamachshavos, who understands and knows all of our thoughts. And here comes the key part that I wanted to mention. V'kach hoyu oisim chasidim v'anshei ma'isa. And this is what righteous people used to do. Shehoyu mizboidedim. They would go into a complete place of privacy alone. The word badad means alone, disconnecting, detaching from anyone else or anything else. Umechavnin bitfiloson, and have kavana, have such concentration during their tefillah, ad shehoyu magiyim lehispashtus hagashmius, to the point where they would disconnect completely, detach themselves completely from the physical, from materialistic world, ule his gabrois koyach hasichli, and to elevate the mind, the moya, ad shehoyu magiyim koroiv lamala sanavua, to the point where they got close to the level of prophecy, the connection of Hashem that a prophet made when he was receiving prophecy. The Shulchan Aruch continues, but this is the part that I wanted to mention, that note, he uses the words shehoyu mizboidedim, they had hisboidedus, umechavnim, you know, and they concentrated to the point where they achieved hispashtus agashmius. This is something that a person should strive for to whatever degree we can when we're doing any mitzvah, but especially tefillah, because tefillah is called dveikus. One of the definitions, one of the meanings of the word tefillah is a deep connection. We bring it, the proof is brought when Naphtali was born. One of the 12 tribes, it says, Naphtulei Elohim Niftalti Imachoisi Gam Yocholti. And Rashi explains over there in Parshas Vayechi, I think it's in Vayechi, that it's earlier than Vayechi, I'm sorry, that Rochel Imenu was saying, I connected to my sister. Just like she had children, I was zecher to have children also. So especially when we're davening, that's one of the special times when a person wants to try to achieve this bitul, to try to disconnect and disassociate myself from anyone or anything going on around me. And especially Shmon Esrei, especially during the Shmon Esrei. Now, it's interesting, Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran, in one of the places where he speaks about tefillah, he says that there are levels. One level is that when a person is davening, they're able to block out anyone else around them. There's no one in the room, just me and Hashem. Then Rabbeinu Zal says, there's the highest level is where it isn't me and Hashem, it's just Hashem. I don't exist. That's this hispashtus agashmius. I've negated myself. I've nullified myself totally so that there's only the presence of Hashem. But 1 minute, I'm saying the words, right? Shechina medaberes mitoch groinoi. It's the divine spirit of Hashem that's coming from my mouth. There's no me. There's no physical person.
Thank you.
This is very, very deep stuff. Any other questions, please? Now Rav Nosson Zal brings it down to us on a daily, regular basis. Paragraph Beis. V'alkein, al kol hadvorim tzrichen lavorich tchila v'soif. Based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why when it comes to all food and drink, we're required to make a bracha before and after. Ki bracha rishoyna hu b'shvil lohorim hadovor she'oichel v'shoyse l'shoroshoi. The bracha that we make before eating or before drinking is all about elevating the food item or the drink, the holy sparks that are in it, elevating it and connecting it to its source. How are we accomplishing that? Ki b'bracha rishoyna megalin shehashem yisborach bara es hadavar hazeh. In the bracha that we make before eating or drinking, we're proclaiming the fact that Hashem created this. Hashem creates the fruit of the tree, or Hashem creates the fruit of the earth. And by saying that, by acknowledging that and proclaiming that, ubaze magbihin umeirimin hanitzoitzois v'hachiyu sheyesh baze hadavar l'sharoshoi. We elevate the holy sparks and the life, the spiritual life that's found in that food or drink, we elevate it and connect it back to Hashem, to the source. Al yedei shemegalin shashem yisbara broi, by the fact that we're revealing and making it perfectly clear that Hashem created this. Vazai nizbarer hatoiv sheyesh bo yisyadovar. And by doing that, we refine and improve and perfect the good that's found in that food item. Ki hora shehoyonechas boi mitchila noifel v'nezbatel al yedei shemegalen shashem yisbara boro oisei adover. Because anything bad, any tuma, any klipa that was found in that food or drink prior to our making the bracha, as soon as we make the bracha, we reveal Hashem, that Hashem created this, that bad falls away completely. Vazai nisroimim v'nizgala hatoiv. And then the good that's inside that item is elevated and revealed. Vazai roi hadover l'achila sodom. And now that food is ready to be eaten by a Jew, by a person. V'achar kach kishodom oichlo sedover. Now, afterwards, when the person eats the food, azai tzorech levorech brocha achroina. Upon completion, the person has to make an after bracha. V'habrocha achroina, hi shemavorchen l'ashem yisborach, al shehuzon u'mefarne soisoi betuvoi. In the after bracha, we're proclaiming the fact that Hashem gives us nourishment and health and everything good from His goodness. In the bracha that we make before eating or drinking, we're blessing Hashem over the fact that He created that object. In the after bracha, we're blessing Hashem over the fact that Hashem gave me that food item or that drink. V'zon u'mefarnes oisonu, and Hashem is nourishing and providing for us bechazdoi v'tuvoi, with His kindness and goodness. Like we say in Birkas Hamazon, Hazones ha'olam kuloi betuvoi b'chein b'chein. Hashem nourishes the entire world with His goodness. V'chein b'brocha achroina shel peiros. The same thing is true regarding the after bracha that we make when we simply eat fruit, not bread. Shemavorchen al sheboro dei machsoireinu. We bless Hashem and thank Hashem for creating whatever our needs, anything that we're lacking, anything that we need, to give us life and energy. As we say, Hashem creates many souls, many living things, and the things that they're lacking. Al kol ma shebarosa, and we're blessing you, Hashem, over everything that you created, lahach yois bohem nefesh kolchoi, whereby those things are able to give life and energy and sustenance to all living things. Ve'ikr svias ha'odom, and the main satiation of a person, dahinu svias ha'nefesh, which means that the soul is completely satisfied and nourished and satiated. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi. A tzadik eats to satiate and satisfy his soul. Hurak bechina hanal. That sviya, that satiation, comes only from what we described earlier. Dahainu bechinas bitul hanal. From that deep, high-level connection to Hashem. Because by a person eating and drinking with holiness and purity, the way a Jew is supposed to, al yidei ze nitoisev he'ora benafshoi, al yidei hanitzoitzois v'anefoshoi shel hamaychol. The person adds light to his own soul from the holy sparks and the souls that are found in the food that he's consuming. She'olem v'nechlolem b'nafshoy, whereby those holy sparks and those souls that are found in the food get elevated and get plugged into the person's soul who's eating it, and both of them achieve a major elevation. V'azai, and then, al yidei toisefes he'ora she'mekabel nafshoy, al yidei ha'toiv shel adovor she'ochel, now, due to that additional light that my soul received from the holy sparks and souls that were found in that food that I was eating, that were elevated, shenizbarer, which were refined, venisroimim, and elevated, alidei habrocha rishona, through that first blessing that I made on the food, vazai alidei ze meir nafshei beyoser. Now, I who am eating this food, which I made the bracha before eating it, that bracha elevated the holy sparks and the souls found in that food. It stripped away any tumah, any klipa, any negativity. That food was elevated to a high spiritual level. Now it goes into my body and connects with my soul and elevates my soul. My soul experiences a major elevation from this. And the person can achieve an aspect of this bitul, this deep, high-level connection to Hashem, bibchinas rotzoi vashoiv, on a momentary level, going up and coming back down. V'ze ikar svias ish ha-yisraeli. This is what's supposed to be, the satiation and satisfaction of a Jew after eating or drinking something. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi, that when a tzadik is eating, the focus is not on the body, on the physical. The focus is on the sviya of the nefesh. Sviyas hanefesh, this term, satisfying and satiating, this nourishing the soul, ze bechinas hazricha v'harashimu shel habitul. That's referring to what we receive and what we retain after experiencing the bitul. Bebechinas, as it says clearly in a pasuk in the Navi, v'hizbia betzachzachos nafshecha. You will be satiated and satisfied from the sparks of your soul. Now the term tzachzachos is a term used in Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to a light that's above the spheroids. Again, this term tzachzachos is referring to the keser, the attic, the beetle, these highest levels. Ki hazricho shel habitul, because the light that a person receives from that beetle, hi bechinas oirois hatzachzachos, is referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as the light of these incredible sparks. Ukemuvan kol ze b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mekomos acherim, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in other places in the Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, take a look over there. I believe he's referring to chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about he'oras harotzoim that a person receives during the time of achila. V'ze b'chinas, now we can understand what the Torah tells us in Parshas Yisroi, in Parshas Mishpatim, that after the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai, which again, we hit such a high level, we saw Hashem face to face, ponim beponim, dibur elikim, Hashem spoke to the Jews face to face. It says over there, vayechezu eso elikim, that there were those who saw Hashem, vayoichlu vayishtu, and they ate and drank. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is teaching us. We know the Torah is not history or story. Every line in the Torah is teaching us something. This is teaching us, shalidei achila ushtia, that when a Jew eats and or drinks properly, zoichen lachzois benoyam Hashem. A person can be zoiche to see the splendor of Hashem, that noyam ho'elyo, and we spoke about this maybe 50 or 100 pages back in Likutei Halachos, based on a chapter in Likutei Moran, this noyam ho'elyo, this divine sweetness, which is again a term used to refer to this highest light. Mi shezoche lechol karoi. This is all referring to a person who eats the way they're supposed to eat. Remember going back to the story with the Karlina Rebbe, who one of his gevirim ate with him, and he said, Rebbe, it looks like our eating is very similar. And the Rebbe said, yes, it's similar, it's just one difference. You make a bracha so that you can eat, and I eat so that I can make a bracha. It's a matter of focus. Which is the goal? Which is the mission? V'zeh b'chinas, and this is also what it says there, lechol lechem im choysen Moshe lifnei Elokim, that when Yisroi came to greet Moshe Rabbeinu, they sat down and they had a meal. They ate bread together with Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law before Hashem, lifnei Elokim. V'amar Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara learns out from there, kol hanena misuda shetalmidei chachamim mesupin bo, any person who participates and shares in a meal where there are talmidei chachamim there at the time, keilu nena miziv hashchina, it's as if they were partaking in the light of the shchina, the highest level light of the divine presence of Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas oylam haba. That's one of the descriptions of Olam Haba. Shetzadikim yoishvim. The Gemara says that tzadikim will be seated, va'atroisehem beroshehem, and their crown will be upon their head. But note, it doesn't say va'atroisehem al roshehem. It says va'atroisehem beroshehem. Their crown will go inside their head. The keser, that light of Ein Sof, will feed into the moichin. V'nenen miziv hashchina, and they will enjoy the splendor, the light of the shechina. So look at this. The Gemara says when a yid is zoiche to participate in a suda where there are talmidei chachamim present, this is what you're connecting to. Kal yidei achila b'gdusha, zoichen lebechinas bitul anal. Because when there's holy eating, a person can be zoicha to this bitul, shehu bechinas tainug olam haba, which is the pleasure of olam haba, bechinas tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi, a tzadik eating and achieving sevia for the soul, for the nefesh, bechinas vehizbia betzachzachois nafshecha, where the sevia is coming from this highest light that's called the tzachzachois, ukemuva b'mokam acher. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there, I believe, again, in chapter 7, in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas he'oras harotzoin. There, Rabbeinu Zal refers to it as he'oras harotzoin, the light of the will, of the goodwill of Hashem, of Hashem's appeasement. She'zoichin b'sha'as achila, which a person can be zoicha to specifically during eating. As Rabbeinu Zal writes about this over there in Likutei Moran Tanina, Simen Zayin, chapter 7. In the next piece, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into clarifying Birkas the after bracha, exactly how that fits into it. And again, he's going to bring proofs from Psukim in the Torah, from Gemara's all, to make this perfectly clear. Any questions, please?
Just to clarify, the dia referred to in Shir Hashirim, is that referring to Hashem or the person running and returning? Who's the dia in that?
In the Zohar HaKadosh over there, it's referring to the divine presence of Hashem. It's saying that even when Hashem is running away from us, that the Zohar HaKadosh actually says this clearly, that even when Hashem is running away, we ask him to turn around and look at like a deer turns around. To glimpse and then turns back and keeps running. You follow?
Yes, thanks very much.
Yeah. Someone raised the question in the chat. Any down to earth advice beyond brachos before and after eating, as to how to achieve this? And the answer is eating properly. All facets of eating properly, especially like we said here, making a bracha before a person eats, making a proper bracha before and after. Being selective about what we eat on a spiritual level, being extremely careful about the kashrus of what we eat, and also being extremely careful about the health benefits of what we eat. And during the weekdays, when it's not a Sudas mitzvah, less is more. That's always the rule. Less is more. As much as a person can train themselves to eat or drink the minimum that I need so that the body is able to serve the neshama. When it comes to a Sudas mitzvah, to a more, better quality, more, but again, within the proper boundaries. And again, when a person has an opportunity to participate in a Suda with Talmidei Chachamim, if a person is zoiche to invite a Talmud Chacham into their home, to be machnes zoireach a Talmud Chacham, or to participate in a Sudas Purim, in a Sudas Pesach, you know, a Sudas Shabbos, a Sudas Yontif, a Siyum on a Gemara, a Siyum Hashas, all of those things, those are all exceptional opportunities where a person has a better chance of being able to tap into this high level. And in addition, this gives us something to speak to Hashem about. People ask, what should I say in this book? How am I supposed to talk to Hashem for an hour? Now our eyes were open to understand that eating and drinking can be a nuclear ruchni experience. It can take a person sometimes higher than the person can go by learning Gemara or even learning the Zohar Kaddish. Eating properly can take a person even higher than that. So it's worth investing time in prayer to plead with Hashem, to apologize to Hashem for all the eating that I've done till now that wasn't the way it should be, and to plead with Hashem to give me the knowledge and the self-control to be zoche to eat like a Jew, and to be zoche to eat like a Breslover, and to be zoche to eat like a tzaddik. Tzaddik oichel esoiv anafshoi. Not chas v'shon, the opposite. Not to eat like a behema, etc. Anyone else?
At the end of the year, yesterday, Rav Noff mentioned last words of both the Arizal and the Bench for Alt Tavogal, that spelled Esrog, and Rav Noff said there wasn't time to go into it. Don't know if this is the time or another time.
We can touch on it because there is a certain relevance to it. This whole concept of bitul is synonymous with humility. Humility, the term anova, the Gemara says, and the Gemara speaks about all the different midos, and there's one midah, again, there's no debate on this. There's one midah that the Gemara says, anova gedoila mikulam. Humility is above everything else. Why? Because humility means bitul. Humility means getting rid of the I. There is no I. There's Hashem. Ein od milvado. There's nothing but Hashem. There is no I want, I like. None of that. There's Hashem. There's the Ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem, and the existence of Hashem. So these two are synonymous in a sense. The more that a person is zoche to negate the ani, number one, the gashmius for sure, the physical, the materialistic, and the more a person is zoche to come to higher and higher levels of recognition and understanding of Hashem, the more a person is connecting to this bitul. And this is why, again, food is called kibud. Rav Nosson Zal mentions this in many places in Likutei Halachos. We talk about putting food on the table. They say, put some kibud on the table. That's the word. Food is a form of kavod. Here again, if I'm eating for me, then it's personal kavod. It's kvoid malachim. It's not kvoid elokim. It's not what we're describing here. The more that I negate my own kavod, how? That number one, whenever it's possible, I share my food with others, whether it's family members and especially guests, introducing people who need, people who are needy, guests, poor people, talmidei chachamim, that kind of thing. That again, minimizing the I and maximizing the Hashem, every facet of that. And we mentioned that a funeral, when a person passes away, again, the Gemara, the Torah, puts the focus on kavod, kavod hames. All the halachas are about kavod hames. And when it speaks about the eulogy, there the Gemara has an interesting discussion that when a person who passes away is being eulogized, are we doing it for him? Are we saying all of those good things about the person for the sake of the person who passed away? or for the sake of the family members and the friends who are there, to give them chizuk, to give them encouragement by telling them how great this person was who passed away. Number one, that could motivate us to learn from his good deeds, and that could give us a certain chizuk that, wow, I'm so lucky that my father, my grandfather, my rabbi was this great, special person. That gives a person chizuk. So the Gemara speaks, is it yikara the chaya, or is it the kara the maisa? Is it respect for the living or respect for the dead? So we see that the whole concept of a funeral and everything is kavod. So these great tzaddikim, who throughout their entire lifetime, they knew better than anybody else what this bitul is, and they knew how important anava is. So throughout their lifetime, they put tremendous emphasis on that. Now they're about to leave the world, and there's going to be the levaya, and they expressed their concern for the kovoid, and they recited that pasuk in Tehillim, Al tevoyeni regel gaiva. Hashem, please save me from chas v'shalom being affected, being harmed by any gaiva. When man was originally created, we're told that Hashem's intent was that if Adam Rishon would have avoided eating from the Eitz Hadas and only eaten what he was supposed to, he would have achieved this bitul to the Ein Sof. He would have made a connection, and then, of course, there would be no death. It's eternal life. You're connecting to the source of all life, the highest source of all life. Because he ate from the Eitz Hadas, that broke the connection, Rahmanul Islam. And it's brought, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that it was a pigam in gaiva. Again, a lack of bitul to Hashem, a lack of bitul of your own ratzon to the ratzon of Hashem. Remember that, what was the snake offering? You know why Hashem doesn't want you to eat from this? He doesn't want any competition. Hashem knows if you eat from this, you're going to be like Hashem. You're going to be as big as Hashem. So their participating in this was reaching into a place of gaiva. And it's brought that the word gaiva, gimel aleph vav hey, is bigematria Yud Hey, 15, which is the letters Yud K of Hashem's name, which means it was a pigam in Yud K. It was a pigam in that high. We know that Hashem's name Yud K Vav K, we're told that the Yud K is a certain very, very high level. Vav K, compared to Yud K, Vav K is a lower level. The pigam of eating from a pigam of gaiva is something that affects the highest place. And that's what brought death to the world and all the suffering that man is going through for the past 5,781 years is all coming from there. So the what's the solution? What's the tikkun? The tikkun is anova and bitul. You know, the einoid melvadai, us realizing more and more the existence and the greatness and the presence of Hashem, and the elimination of the I want, I like, I need, all of those things. Baruch Hashem.
Thank you so much.
Best wishes for a good day and a good week. There's a slight chance that I'm going to be traveling tonight. If yes, we'll try to make sure that everyone's informed. Mitzvah Hashem.